the drama kid, the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, let the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, let the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, 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 the drama kid die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
Newberg.
What's going on, baby? What's going on?
What's wrong with you, Kev?
I'm just excited to have a game this week, man. I'm giddy.
Don't fall for it, like, man. It's a trap.
I feel like the Cookman game. I feel like the Cookman game was like the spring game. I've been waiting all fucking summer for this shit.
Right? I had to look at Miami's roster to see who's on their team. I forgot. It's been so long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Florida State played the same weekend they fucking played. So you've got that.
Yeah, but I haven't even, but we're almost to October and I haven't even watched Miami play because they played Bethune that first week. I didn't see it. And it's just weird to be almost through the entire month of September and not even watch Miami play.
You and your homeboys looking at Miami roster. Why are you looking at Miami roster this week?
Just scouting it out, man. Never too soon.
You really riding this Toledo shit, huh? You scouting for your boy? No, I see you.
Oh, man. You know, I was texting with Blackwell a little bit. I'll just say that they're ready.
That motherfuckers ain't ready for shit. Toledo ain't ready for shit. Get the fuck out of here. They might be ready. And, hey, Miami hasn't practiced. Like, the shit's been weird. They've been in Orlando, so it might be a weird week of preparation, but Miami's just got way more talent. Like, their fucking lines are going to destroy those people, man. Come on, stop being crazy with this bullshit takes of yours.
It's just a feeling that I have, Kev.
You're a fucking idiot. No, that's not a good feeling.
Okay, fine. I won't say that I'm 1,000% sure that Toledo is going to be a trap game, but it could be. It could be.
Well, 1,000% is pretty fucking solid.
not as solid as 10.
Not anymore, Kev.
No, I saw that. Brevin Jordan. Yeah, but no one thinks Brevin Jordan is going to fucking. He is 10,000%.
Well, he just got offered by Alabama, what, yesterday?
Yeah, 2 days ago, I think. He can go there and get underused like O.J. Howard. Or he can go to Miami and go to tight end U. It's up to him.
Yeah, we'll see. The other big talk this week is the Gator suspensions. Silk, what's the latest? Just wrap that up real quick. What are we hearing?
I ain't hearing shit.
No, I mean, what's the deal? They're bringing charges on 3 of them or 7 of them or 9 of them? What was the latest?
I don't know shit, bro.
You're actually like the Fed, Silk.
You might be.
What do you hear? Hey, Berg, what'd you hear?
Bro? Who sent you,
Berg, what'd you hear?
I don't know. I just read a tweet from Mark Schlabach like a couple hours ago saying that.
Sound like a cop.
He'd be surprised.
Sound like a cop.
His officer Schlabach. He comes up. Hey, bitch. I was just speeding. Yo. Like, get your gun out. Hey, man. It's just an expired tag. Why are you going to shoot me for? And then Bethany's in the thing in the passenger seat, fucking filming this shit. Why you shooting him over a
smart
tag?
Yo, y'all crazy as fuck, man. What were we talking about?
No, anyway, Mark Schlabach, what did he say about it?
He said he'd be surprised if Callaway returns if he's charged with he's rumored to be charged with those felonies, I guess.
And no, I don't think we're going to – I just can't count those guys. I don't think Callaway's back.
Right.
I mean, the two guys everybody looking for is 81 and 25. I think 25 returns. I think 81's done.
So you think
Scott opinion? Returns? I don't have any facts or anything. It's just my opinion from what I've heard.
Yeah, I wasn't asking for the insider heat. I was just trying to get a summary on what the latest was with, like, because I know.
Hey man, I'm locked in. I'm really into game mode. Like all the off the field shit right now, Bird. I got a game to play Saturday, bro.
It's, you know, Kentucky week.
I got a game to play Saturday. I can't be worried about what's going on off the field, Bird.
Just cheer.
Coach called my number. I got to be ready to cheer. I got
just a game do your to job play. And cheer.
I got a game That's to play. Right. I can't be focused on goddamn crimes and shit. That's
yeah, I'm just glad that we're not getting bullied on Twitter anymore by a woman chef.
What the fuck was that about?
What was that about, man? Can somebody explain that shit to me? Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm on the mower now, so I can look at my phone a little bit more. Because when I was on the weed eater, bro, I'd be like 3-4 houses behind this shit. But anyway.
Can't fall behind, bro.
Yeah, motherfucking be Julio and them be fucking yelling like a motherfucker at me, dog. Like,
that's racist, dog. Is there really a guy named Julio, or you just make that shit up? It's still, that's racist, bro.
No, Julio's the boss man. Anyway. So now I'm the boss man, so I'm on the mower. Anyway, he drives the truck now. So anyway, I get to look at my phone a little bit more. I look down at my phone, and it's some lady talking about who condones y'all calling women chefs on the fucking podcast or whatever.
But women don't deserve to be chefs or something.
But she is a chef. Now right. I found out she is a chef. So how the fuck is that? How the fuck? Explain to me, first of all, what the fuck happened.
Okay.
Second of all, how is that offensive to a chef to be called a chef?
So I think I understand what happened here. So on Sunday night, so here, first and foremost, we don't even have the keys to the Big Three Roll Up Twitter account. Like, none of the three of us even know the login to log on. So none of us know what the hell is going on. But on Sunday night,
I can't log into two fucking Twitter accounts. Right. The one on my phone, it's just because it's on my phone. Like, if I try to get it on Twitter on another device, I probably wouldn't be able to.
So anyway, here's what I think happened. I think this is what happened. There was some kind of Twitter beef going on, and Britt McHenry was involved, and I think TJ pulled a Kevin Durant and starts to tweeting his pro Trump shit in the Twitter mentions of Britt McHenry, the pod account.
Think what
happened. Yeah, quit doing that shit, TJ. We don't condone that shit.
Hey,
can't go Kev, MAGA on the goddamn.
It happened to Kevin Durant. It can happen to anybody. So we're just gonna let TJ go with a warning. But what I think happened was he gets in the mentions.
Oh, now they know TJ runs the account.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, this girl, Jen Royal, RYLE, she's got a blue check mark next to her name for God knows what. She jumps in and starts hollering at TJ, and TJ from the Big Three Roll Up account called the slider queen. And now I will say this. I think this is one of those women outraged for the sake of being outraged. She twisted TJ calling her a slider queen into us not thinking women should be chefs or women are capable of being a chef, which TJ didn't say any of that. But we didn't even know what was tweeted. So anyway,
I didn't know the fuck was going on.
So anyway, hold on. So like,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
How did TJ know that she was a that she cooked sliders?
I don't know.
TJ watched that kind of shit, bro. She was on.
You know,
TJ
does recon. You know that. So anyway,
recon.
The next day, like 18 hours later, I guess she did her homework and found out who is on the podcast, the three of us. So she tagged our own personal accounts in a tweet saying something about will you guys man up or just hide behind your computer? She wanted to know who tweeted this at her. And I tweeted back at her after a while because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I'm gonna be an asshole on Twitter, but like, come on, man. Like, ain't no misogynistic shit going on around here, man. That shit's right. It's funny on Twitter, but it's not, like, real life. Like, bitch, I'm not going out of my way to say no shit. Like,
no, but go ahead. That intern tweet was funny as fuck.
So I tweeted her, interns run the account. We'll have HR look into it. She quotes it. She quotes it. HR, really? You wish your podcast was that important. But then, Hold on. So I go top 100 on iTunes. Give it 5 stars when you get a chance. She's still mad. I scrolled through her tweets. She thinks she's this like social justice warrior, and she really wanted us to say that women can't be chefs, but that's not what she got out of us. So she keeps going. She wants us to like I don't know what exactly she wants to do, but she kept atting us. So I asked her.
I'm like, this bitch is crazy, bro.
So I go, are you available?
Trying to mow grass, bro.
Yeah. After a long day of fucking weed eating, dog, I'll take the dope ass slider, though. She fucking wants to send some.
So I
asked
her, are you available to appear on B3RU podcast tomorrow? We need an expert opinion on the chicken tender sub from Publix. She goes, get a life. Good Lord, you're a loser. And I don't even know why I'm even in this. So I'm just being a smart ass. Like, I don't even know why she's adding us. And
none of that shit. What the fuck going on, man?
But then I seen the goons get after her, bro. Then she kind of fucked up. Yeah. Like, then it was just central.
Yeah, like every one of our tweets got like 20 retweets and a bunch of favorites, and her shit gets like one retweet and a couple of desperate guys saying that they're sorry that she has to put up with this kind of nonsense. And I'm like, she put it on herself.
The problem is, the
whole big three was on her head, bro. I was fucking dying laughing, dog.
Anybody in the big three roll up wants to find out what we're talking about, it's Jen, J-E-N underscore Royal, R-O-Y-L-E. And I really did want her to come on the podcast because I don't understand what was so offensive. And I also wanted to explain to her that it was TJ pulling a Kevin Durant and it had nothing to do with the three of us.
Yeah, and I wanted to... Because I didn't tweet her one time. I don't think.
I don't want her to block me. Three Royal voted for Trump either.
Yeah, me either. That's the main thing I want to fucking clear up.
We need to clear that shit up now. Hey, TJ, send out a tweet, bro.
Oh, hey, yo, one of the big three Royal goons changed her. She has a Wikipedia page for
oh, fuck.
They changed her occupation to Slider Queen.
Yo.
So hold on. Is she a chef?
So what I gathered.
Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays.
So here's what I gathered from her. Here's what I gathered.
Crystal Burger,
she used
bitch.
To be.
Holy shit.
She'd be some kind of MLB reporter. And it sounds like she lost her job in the sports media department. So she's a good-looking female. I guess she gets into the cooking thing, but she's more like a celebrity chef. I don't even know how to explain it. But all you need to know is anybody that wants to be taken seriously for their food is all about food. You go to her Twitter page, the pinned tweet on there is her in her underwear, like talking about like she's
busting the wide open?
She's just trying to find the easiest lane to get famous
in. See all that, bro.
Cooking lane right now, but
yeah, I got blocked before I can see.
You need to stop being.
Yeah, I got blocked.
Fucking Berg and TJ got me blocked before I can see the underwear pics.
Oh shit! Anyway, that's what happens when you don't have games. You pick Twitter fights with chefs. Who would have ever thought we got in a Twitter feud with a chef like? That's our first real Twitter feud, and it was with a woman chef.
Bro, usually when I get added like that, it's some ridiculous shit. It's like somebody with like 11 followers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Be like something dumb. I click on her page when she added me. I'm like, this bitch got like 30,000 followers, something crazy. Why is she asking me about fucking a chef, woman chef? I'm like, this bitch crazy.
See, I thought she was saying that we said that women belong in the kitchen, but she wants us to say that they don't belong in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She got all kinds of bad
things. Yeah, that's so weird.
Bitch, that's why I've been confused for like fucking all day.
Oh, man. Yeah. And here I thought Toledo was going to be the only trap we fell in this week.
Jesus Christ.
Who's we?
Me and Kev.
Oh, shit, man.
I'm all the way in on this Toledo-Miami game, by the way.
You riding this shit out.
Yep. Ride or die at this point.
We got Tito coming on in. Give his insider Tito report.
Tito Minaj, report. Our Toledo insider with that Toledo heat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll bring him up next. Now, actually, I want to talk a little Gator football next. Let's. What's your boy's name? Graham?
Graham Hall, baby.
Graham Hall. Let's get him on next.
All right, man. I got shit to do, man. Y'all take care of this.
All right, Kev. See you later. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we got our first guest on the show, my man Graham Hall, writer, correspondent for the Gainesville Sun. Graham, what's going on, baby?
Hey, man, what's going on? What's going on? Thanks for having me on tonight, guys. Good to be here.
Yeah, man, welcome on. Glad to have you.
Yeah, man, we vibe.
Yeah, y'all
man.
Run a great show. Great show, man. Y'all run a great show. I'm really been following the movement. Y'all been doing a great thing.
Man, we're trying. Thanks,
real,
man.
Being yourselves. Trying. Getting some great guests, man. Y'all been awesome. I know y'all got Corny Zach on there last week predicting an L.
Whoa. What's up with that? I tried to stop him, man.
Zach knows I love him. Zach knows I love him. There's no disrespect there at all. But
I will say that Silk did try to get it in the way of that one. Silk did try to prevent that from going down.
He came in determined, though. He didn't even get talked
in. Right.
That's what I kind of was a little bit upset with. I was a little upset that he came in, you know, like no one was going to talk him out.
He told Silk, hold my beer. I got to predict this L.
I mean, no one was going to talk him out of it. Not that you got to respect. I mean, he had evaluated it. But, I mean... I don't know. They were playing for Florida. The boys were playing for Florida. I mean, in Tennessee, he was kind of coming in scared. I mean, their police officers were even coming in to help out with the game. I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome. No disrespect, obviously, but I mean, it wasn't like it didn't feel like the natural like Florida Tennessee regular rivalry. And I guess that was probably because of Hurricane Irma. But it wasn't like.
I think it's because of those.
I mean, after last year, after like they hung 38 on Florida, I think it was, or 35, you would feel they'd come in, I mean, honestly, talking shit. And did it feel like that? It was like the pissing on the video. It didn't feel like that.
They know they didn't have shit, like man.
There were other concerns
with
the game, I would say. There were other concerns. There were people still without power within like a 5-mile vicinity. I mean, it seemed like a river was going to flood. There were other concerns than Tennessee coming in. And honestly, with everything that was going on, a lot of people couldn't even watch the game. I mean, a loss probably wouldn't have even mattered that big because Florida easily could have been like, we were so distracted. Like, we were still concerned about our family.
Oh, Mac was setting that up.
Power, you know?
No, he wasn't set that up.
Oh, yeah, he looked somber.
You guys wanted to make that
some
shit. He wasn't like setting shit.
I've never seen anything like that.
I've never heard anybody in the media so somber since we had Silk doing those recruiting podcasts in January.
None of mine was somber, bro. I brought heat.
Nothing but heat.
Hey, but the thing is, like, I don't think he was setting anything up, man. The guy was legit. Like I didn't think. Did you think, Graham, out of your opinion, do you think we had a good week of practice after that hurricane? Do you think any team will have a good week of practice?
No.
Exactly. No team's going to have a good week of practice. Shit like that, man.
Really on this podcast talking about practice?
Maybe.
Yeah, man. That's why his personality was like that. That's why he was down. It was a fucking
storm, man. You have to start off
right
Monday. Everyone knows you have to start off right Monday, and there cannot fear me no lapses for 4 days.
Yeah, but fuck Tennessee, man. We don't beat Tennessee ass, man. How you feeling about Kentucky this week, man?
So I went on Sports Now in St. Augustine earlier and said that I
thought
for sure
that L,
Kentucky
so,
could win.
Don't let him predict that L.
I'm not predicting
not
that
saving
L.
any of them,
I
bro.
Kentucky, the one thing I'll stress is that I think Kentucky is definitely a better team than Tennessee. And I think I think the biggest thing is in fight. They believe in.
I don't know if they're better. I don't know if they have better playmakers on offense than Tennessee. Tennessee, that number
Agreed.
Four running back. I don't see any explosion from Kentucky offense at all. Like, I don't see that guy.
Yeah,
usually they have one guy. They don't have that guy right now.
I was worried how Florida's, you know, offense would do for the first – or defense would do for the first three games against Tennessee and Michigan. I'm not too worried about them against Kentucky. I mean, I couldn't see them score more than 14 points. I could see Florida's offense struggling a little bit, but – with how much momentum probably came, I mean, definitely came out of, you know, that absolute bomb on Saturday. There's no way that, I told people there's no way they don't open the playbook up a little bit more if they haven't seen it. You have to go over the field more. You can't come out and run the ball like they did against Michigan and kill all the momentum. The biggest thing all of us have talked about is the team seems to kind of have like that like swagger that they had right when fall camp started. They feel the best team, you know, they got humbled. And capitalize on that if you're Nussmeier and you're McElwain. You have to capitalize on it. And if they don't capitalize on it, it could be a rough month for Florida. So this could be like a statement game. I don't think they're going to lose. I know that Kentucky makes it. I know someone earlier said, Freddie Swain earlier said that this is like their Super Bowl because it's been 30 years. And that's the biggest concern is that this game can mean so much more for
every year.
But we also say every year that, oh, there's never been a time going into Kentucky. This is a different Kentucky team. I guess the thing
is every year
you can say that every year you can say this year, I guess, that Florida's never gone in with so much momentum after winning on like the last fight. I guess they've never won on the final seconds as time expired. Like in 2015, there was like 90 seconds on the clock when Callaway ran in, and they never won with so much momentum. So you could make a case, I guess, this year that they're going to get caught washing against against Kentucky team that just went in and beat South Carolina handedly. I think that would be the story, is that Florida just got caught watching and let their guard down. But I don't see it happening. I think that Franks is going to throw for at least 250 yards. I want to say 300.
Talk your shit, bro.
Davis Rose for I mean, I'm confident. I'm not like one of those people who's going to deny like that Florida has had moments of offense. I mean, obviously the offense has been generally ass for a decade. That's true. That's undeniable. When you look around and compare them to all Power 5 programs, Florida's like obviously on the bottom 10% looking in. So you can obviously make the case that they are not the trend for offense, but there have been games when they've, you know, lit it up, and I think that this is going to be one of those games like Kentucky was last year. Luke Del Rio and the offense and the defense obviously put up 45 on Kentucky, and that was a good Kentucky team too. So yeah. I think that, you know, it's going to be the same old, that, you know, 30 years is going to be more of the same, and Florida's going to go in there and win by 13, I will say. 30 to 17.
That top five run defense, man. You think we'll be able to run the ball?
Yeah. I think P. Ryan's going to have a good game. I think that all the hype has been about Malik Davis. Understandably, I mean, that run, I don't think he's going to make that mistake again that you saw. But I think P. Ryan's going to have a good game. I think he's going to get at least 75 yards and a touchdown. I've been saying this also. They've got to open up the passing game more. They've got to throw it to the running backs. You hardly see that. I mean, unless it's like out in the flat, they can use the running back a lot better than they have been. I don't know if it's that most of those plays were to Jordan Scarlett or if it's just not in Florida's offense. But you would like to see that more, especially with how confident they feel. You know,
most of the time they're whiffing on pass blocks, man.
Yeah. And I was definitely one of the people who was saying that. I mean, you look at Mark Thompson. That's a big dude, and he's solved all the problems with fumbling that he worked on. He's adjusted the way he holds the ball, but he's losing reps, and he knows it. From he walks in there and kind of like stands like a mime, and doesn't hold his weight, and he loses reps because it jeopardizes the quarterback, and that's what you need to see him take the next step is pass protection. It's not just him, but that's kind of what's stopping him from being a true number one back, and it's what's getting him, you know, like a guy like Malik Davis is going to pass him because it comes down to pass protect. When you talk about a QB like Felipe Franks, who's honestly played like just one game being pulled in that Michigan game, he needs a guy who's going to protect him, and he's going to be more nervous, you know, without a guy who's going to pass protect for him. It's simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the backs got to work on that, but I didn't see Malik get put in too many pass situations. It's going to be, I think most of the time he was in there was to tote that thing, but I think Malik will have a big game. I don't think last week was no luck, man. Every time this kid, even when he touched the ball in the Michigan game, it looked like he could take that bitch to the crib, man. So I'm a Malik believer, bro. I think Malik's going to have the big run in the game.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are because he definitely, getting here in fall camp, impressed early on. I think it's a confidence thing. I say this a lot. Most of these guys who are freshmen, are very quiet. You know, it's kind of – you expect those from the talk like Chauncey with the way that they've been playing, but guys like CJ, Malik, they're very quiet, very humble. And it's – I mean, it's – I don't know if that's like a personality thing in your opinion, but
– That's definitely CJ personality. I'll tell you that shit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people talk to CJ and they expect to talk like that. But he, I mean, he'll, I mean, you know, he barely talks unless he's like in an area where he trusts.
They're quiet cat.
He's like,
and he's
very quiet
hey, he's
guy.
From he the 813. Everybody should have expected anything. This.
That's very true. That's Malik? Very true. I know. But they expect. I mean, I guess
expect it. Just expect it.
Set a trend sure. where you expect confident nice DBs. Man. Yeah. I mean, but he's so oh, yeah. He's one of the nicest guys. I mean, you could talk to him. I'm sure you talk to him. That's
absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Dealt with
but,
him a lot.
Yeah.
So what you got this score, Graham? What you got for the score?
I think you said 30-17. What'd you say?
30-17. 30-17. I think that 17. They do get 17 on Florida. I mean, I'm a little bit worried about linebackers. I mean, front seven is good, but. I'd be
a little bit more concerned about Felipe Franks' 7.5 yards per throw average and his 45.1 QBR.
Look, he done did some numbers. We worry about that shit.
You bring that up. That's I mean, they had throws to Tony where he had like caught it and then made a move, cut a couple guys, and then got 19 yards.
I mean, Tony averaged 10 yards a catch as well.
Yeah, but what you were saying is Franks didn't throw any throw. He didn't complete one throw. Over 10 yards, that went 10 yards in the air.
My question
until
to you
that pass to Cleveland.
Right, yeah, exactly. My question to you is, was that more of a product of the coaching staff not trusting Felipe Franks, or was it due to the below-average offensive line play that you guys were just talking about? What do you think?
We haven't said anything about offensive line play, bro. What show are you listening to?
Well, he said the O-line struggled a little bit. He said that. Graham said that.
O-line didn't play bad last game. I think
they just don't trust him to let it rip or what?
They don't trust him to know the playbook well. That's just being real. They don't trust him to know the playbook.
Been there
well.
A year and a half now.
That don't I mean think you, that's know, you think you think Jimbo trusted Francois with the whole playbook last year? You think he gave him the whole thing? So. He didn't give him the whole kitchen sink. Cut it out, man. You know that.
Saw
shit.
The whole thing.
You know how this go, bro. Cut it out, dog. Francois had the whole kitchen sink last year.
Jimbo's only got like four plays.
You're right. It's like bubble screen left, right, and get the ball to Cook. He got three now. Sure.
Right.
Get Cook the balls out of there.
If he's got four and they're that good, why can't four do that then?
So do you?
That's
so do
a real
you think
question,
we,
right?
Do you think we see Zaire in this Kentucky game?
No, for what?
I don't know. I mean, if it's a blowout, does he come back in at the end? Does he?
Zaire can retire his jersey right now, bro. He's done. He's just gonna be out there chilling. He goes special teams, some blocks, some field goals, some shit. But
is he running number two right
step.
Now, or is he? Or did Luke jump him?
Nah, we don't have a number two.
He's
just,
still number
two. If Franks go down and get hurt, we're just shutting down the whole shit this year.
I think it's one of those Del Rio or Zaire things.
Nah,
you know,
bro.
They both run the. Yeah,
you got to shut down the program if Franks get hurt, bro. We can't trap none
I mean,
of that shit out
this
there.
This is the year going in where I mean, if Felipe Franks was going to be anything, it had to be this year. That's it. I mean, if you had to know. And when you're McElwain, this is the first QB you signed, and you're supposed to be this QB guru. You have to at least make something out of him. And I think that, you know, his success speaks a lot of what McElwain looks for in a QB, because that was the biggest knock was when, you know, would McElwain get a QB. And this is the first QB, obviously, that he's signed and now started. So I don't think he would risk taking him out without killing his ego or killing the confidence that you've given him.
No, they're not going to make that mistake again.
Have any of y'all watched a season with from 2015? I'm sure, Newberg, you have.
I watched a little of it. I thought it was terrible.
Watch what?
Yeah.
I mean the Notre Dame one? You're talking about the Notre Dame one?
Yeah, the
2015?
Notre Dame one. I'm sure you've watched the FSU one. Just
it's
for,
the Showtime show like Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
for
Oh, yeah,
but it's
pretty
much
good.
More like a reality TV show.
with – it started with Notre Dame, and so it's out there with Zaire, this five-star, mm-hmm. playing the first game. And he it's his knee or his ankle, I believe. But he's out for the season. And it shows the injury, and it shows him, like – and they even did it last year when Derwin got injured. It shows Jimbo in there, like, crying with him when he gets the MRI. It's very, like, revealing. It's, like, stuff you'd see in Hard Knocks. It's, like – I mean, that stuff, if it's pretty good if you're a college football fan, it's, like, a good behind-the-scenes look at, like, what happens. But there are areas where it's, like, really kind of just, like, an extended hype zone. But the interesting part is, like, it shows Zaire kind of having to, like, put his, you know, ego aside in a way and giving the reins to Sean Kizer. And he kind of just is like a leader while, like, having his knee up on this scooter this entire time and in the locker rooms having pep talks with everyone, giving advice to everyone. So when I saw that, you know, Florida was in the mix to get him, I was telling everyone immediately that he would be the ultimate quarterback mentor for Felipe Franks, for everything that Franks wanted to do, be a mobile quarterback with an arm, but better. I mean, I know that Zaire – you know, has very, you know, brings a lot of positives, but that's what Zaire ideally wants to be. So I thought that it'd be great from that aspect. And I never was one of those people who was saying for sure that he'd come in here to start. I didn't think that was a guarantee at all. But
Berg said it was guaranteed. That's what Berg said, bro.
I mean, I
cause he made a video to announce his decision to transfer. I've never seen a kid make a Jacob Copeland video to transfer to UF.
That was a lot of video, man. That was Zach
epic. That's embarrassing as fuck. That's embarrassing as fuck.
Well, Zaire was a former five-star. I mean, I guess.
No, but you can't be shooting transfer videos and riding the bench, bro. That's what we can't be doing out here.
Right. I was convinced.
I think what people kind of forget is how smart he is. He almost went to Harvard grad school. That is.
I don't know about all that, man. Nuts, some smoke out there. Let me shut up. I almost give some, but nah, man. I don't know if he's that smart, bro. But on some other shit, man. The play calling. Some rumors out there, where people was trying to put some smoke out there that Mac took over the play calling in the fourth. You buying that?
I don't think so. I think every QB, you know, I mean, every coach has, you know, input on the play calling. I never think that.
Of course,
you know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, Mac knows what plays are going to be called. I think that if he has, like, an ultimate veto power, if he's like, no, we're not doing this, he's going to bark into the headset, and Nuss is ultimately receptive of that. I mean, they're guys who, like, you know, they both trust each other. They're, you know, they take advice well. But, I mean, Mac's not going to hang him out to dry. Do I think that he was probably more aggressive in giving advice in the fourth quarter? Absolutely. And, I mean, if you can go back and watch, there are multiple angles of, you know, him holding the play sheet for the last 5 minutes. It's entirely...
Yeah, I went back and watched. Yeah, I went back and watched.
Talking the entire time.
I was told that he didn't have play sheets. He didn't call any plays, but I went back...
He's done that before.
Yeah, but I went back and watched the game, and you'll see, like, it'd be like quick little shots in that fourth quarter. He had play sheets in his hand. So I had to tell.
So do you
I'll
think
take
he was just telling him to Nuss, and Nuss was just saying yes or no?
I don't know if he was telling him, but I think they was negotiating some plays. I don't think he just grabbed the sheets. All these years, he haven't had sheets. All of a sudden,
but
he got sheets
like
in
that
his hand.
Relationship every OC to coach. I mean, who regardless of the title of calling plays, I mean, that's just at the
here's
end of
the
day,
thing, man.
Two guys working together.
Here's the thing with that. Like, okay, you got Nussmeyer is not a great recruiter, and he's not calling plays. What is he doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, like, you have an offensive coordinator to do one of the two or both. He's not a great recruiter, and if Mac is calling the plays, like, it's a waste of bread.
No, I've heard it, and I hear it from everyone. Where I get it, I mean, I get, like, how there are some people who are very happy that McElwain, sticks his neck out for Nuss. And you want that relationship with an OC because, like, you can't build something like Alabama without having a group of guys that the head coach trusts. I think that's critical. And if McElwain really trusts Nussmeyer so much and they have this relationship that they talk about, they should be able to adapt, right? That's what that's the big thing. And if Nussmeier is not willing to adapt, then it comes down to McElwain. And I think that that's the main argument that all these boosters make behind closed doors when they talk about the one thing that they want to fix is do they want a new you know,
you got some inside of heat? Sound like you got some inside of heat,
I'm just hypothesizing.
Sound the alarms. We got some insider heat coming.
Inside of heat, baby.
Is this where we take like a commercial break? We'll be right back with insider heat drop by Icy Hot. No. I'm just saying, like, the way boosters think, they want, you know, a coach that's super loyal, but also is cutthroat enough to be like, hey man, you're jeopardizing my life, my job, my family. If you're not going to adapt and you're going to like give me this much pushback, if that's really what's happening, like you're gone. That's it. That's what I think they really want. They want him to be like that cold guy, like Saban can be, but also who's super loyal, traditional, you know, follows
for sure.
You know, the ins and outs. Yeah. Does everything right. It's a struggle. Where it's close though.
Graham, I need I want to get a drunk story from him, man. One funny drunk story, man. And we're gonna close it up.
One funny drunk story?
Yeah.
From me?
You don't drink, bro? What's going on here?
Oh man, no. I mean I have an occasional glass of wine every night. Every day, every hour, something like that. No. Here's a story. All right, so I was, and I hope he never hears this. I hope he never hears this. All right.
Nobody listens to the pod, bro.
Everyone listens, man. Everyone has anybody listens. So I'm walking back on UF campus. I'm a sophomore, and I'm walking to my girlfriend's apartment up to like, from Keys, which is where everyone stays. You know, everyone who's like an athlete stays there, and I'm walking up the hill, and it's like middle of March, and I just got like a hoodie on, no shirt or anything like that. And I get up to Keys, and as I get there, there's like a big, like old Jeep Wrangler, tinted windows. And as I walk up, one of the windows drops down, and it's Chris Walker. You guys remember Chris Walker? He was like a Gators player. He was super hyped. He went to Houston. He was like a huge recruit, but Billy rode him.
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
And,
yeah.
And I'm pretty drunk. Like I'm like feeling good, you know, like hyped, you know, like I'm about to get it. And
about to get what? Chris Walker?
No, I'm my girlfriend's place, man.
Oh,
I was
bro, confused.
They just, they apparently
we just talking about Chris.
Yeah, man. But your man's feeling good.
Chris Walker, and he's just talking about you about to get it and shit.
No. I'm just saying he's in the story. Just wait. He's about to kill my car.
Bro.
So I'm walking up, and as I'm getting to the door, this Wrangler that's like right there rolls down his windows, and it's like, yo, bro, can you come here? And I walk over, and I see it's Chris Walker. They had just beat Kentucky, I think, that night, and a few other guys, like Casey Prather in the car, a few other guys like that. And Chris Walker is like, yo, bro, will you do me a favor? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he goes, put on a fucking shirt next time you walk up on my fucking block. And I was like, wow. I swear to you, I was so close to
getting your ass beat.
I'm a skinny white dude. This dude is like massive, man. And like, I didn't know what the fuck I did for a second. So,
but the same, bro.
I haven't been in too much trouble. Being drunk. I'm mainly a stay-in kind of guy, watching TV, watching football.
That's a dope one, though. You know? All right, man, we'll get you on here again, man. Appreciate you for coming on.
Yeah, man, it was great. Y'all are awesome. Y'all keep doing your thing. It was great talking to y'all. Thank you for letting me ramble and spit some fresh lies.
Fresh lies, baby.
We need some
fresh lies. All right, down, man.
All right, man. Okay, we'll talk later. Thank you. Yeah. See you, man.
He was full of it, huh? So y'all just don't see it. Just there's no issues heading from this game to the next game. It's all sunshine and rainbows.
We just talked about issues, Bird. You didn't listen?
Nah.
We talked about missing pass blocks, all kind of shit, bro.
Let's
talk about the issues. Play calling. We talked about all that shit, bro. I don't know where you be at, dog. Weed man lacing your ship, telling you. Let's get Ivins on, dog. You ready? Let's get Ivins on this bitch.
Oh, Andrew Ivins? Oh, yeah, we can get Andrew Ivins on. And we're back on the Big Three Roll-Up. We got another guest. We got Andrew Ivins of InsideTheU.com. He's a friend of the show. TJ, play that intro music. Larry Hoover, whipping. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real, getting money from the start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover, getting. Yo, Ivins, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just keeping track of all of Miami's commits and how much percent committed they are to the program.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. The reason we had you on tonight is because Miami upped the ante. We no longer have 1,000% committed recruits. We now have a 10,000% committed recruit, Ivins. Now, do the other ones have to kind of up their game? Does the 1,000% committed not really mean as much as it used to?
Oh, I think we're getting to 100K, definitely, right?
Who's going to be
Hey, Ivins, what kind of weird shit they got going on that I know, this percentage shit, man? What's going on?
I have a theory.
I don't know.
Let's go ahead.
I think it turns like a little pissing contest between the commits to see. I'm just going to wait to be the guy that ups the ante, so we'll see how high it goes. But I don't know what's going on. It's just started at 110%. Now we got to – like four guys at 1,000%, and then, you know, Brevin Jordan, he ups to 10,000%. So,
so one of the guys that's 1,000% committed, which is a lot of committed. I mean, you got to be really a lot of committed to be 1,000%. But one of the guys that's 1,000% committed showed up to Gainesville on Saturday, decked out in orange and blue. Did his commitment meter go down to like 999 when he showed up? How does that work?
I don't know how it works because the next day he was in Orlando, you know, throwing the U with Mark Rick. So I guess it went down and back up. I'm not really sure. I don't know how it works.
We bring in Andrew Ivins for a live look at the percentage of each Miami commit.
Man, that's the most weirdest shit I ever seen on a recruit trail.
You got the weirdest job on the network covering this Miami recruiting.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you're done, like, with your class in September. I mean, now all they do is just cover percentages and this and that. And maybe
but what's going on? Did the hurricane wipe out all the flour on the grocery store shelves? Are there no more cakes to be made? Why do we not see cakes this?
I was in Publix yesterday down here in Fort Lauderdale, and they were cleaned out. So maybe
no cake mix? We're out of cake mix.
Hey, man, let's talk about the Toledo game, man. Stop trolling, bro. Stop trolling,
I'm done,
man.
I'm done.
You went on a terrible minute right there.
I just got to mute my mic. I'm going to mute myself, so do some real talk.
So how you think this Toledo game going to be close? How you think this plays out, Ivins?
I think Toledo's a pretty good football team. I was trying to look it up because I know last season I think they were like 9-2 against the spread or something. They were covering pretty much every game, and I think this season they're like 1-2 against the spread. But I think Miami could very well have their hands full. I mean, they had to go to Orlando. The Hurricane Irma messed everything up, and this is a team that can score. Logan Woodside, probably one of the better quarterbacks they'll face all season, if not the best. I think Miami certainly trap game. I don't know about trap game, but
capital
T.
Whoa. That's a slur on here, boy.
You're lucky Kev
on my
died.
Show, dog.
You're lucky Kev died and in here to.
I think Kev knows the trap game. That's why he didn't come to the show. He didn't show up to work today, bro.
Yeah. But hey, it kind of reminds. Toledo's been known to go and knock out some good programs. In 2015 alone, they beat Arkansas and Iowa State. They beat Temple, Cincy, Purdue, Colorado all in, you know, the last 5 or 6 years. So they've gone out and won some big games. They're not, you know, they're not a great program, but.
Yeah, Burr got a friend that works there, pretty much, Ivins.
No, and Team Temple wide receiver Deontay Johnson, who is up there in the national rankings for reception yards. He's tough to handle.
He has some interest in this shit, man.
I mean, I also know someone on staff there. I know their co-offensive coordinator. He used to be the interim head coach at FAU. But this kind of reminds me, if you go back to last season, Miami's second game of the year at Appalachian State. I mean, everyone was kind of hyping that up as a game where Miami, where, you know, they were going to see how good they were, and they went out and they blew them out. So I think we're going to know how good Miami is kind of right away here on Saturday. And I think if you're a Hurricanes fan, you should be a little bit concerned about what happened against Cookman. I mean, they were throwing the ball all over them, and the secondary, you know, they had a lot of problems. Yeah, they made some plays. So are we going to see some new guys out there against Toledo, or are they going to be able to tighten it up, or are they going to play a vanilla-based defense? I think
Toledo has a quarterback.
Learn a lot.
Toledo has a quarterback that can throw the ball. Toledo, do you know how many yards they had last week against Tulsa? Something like 650 total yards from scrimmage against Tulsa.
Well,
you did extensive research on this shit, bro.
No, I just I'm a Rocket fan. I don't have to research shit.
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, go ahead, Ivans. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, with no high school football and Miami not playing for 2 weeks, I've done a lot of, you know, online, looking at the spreads online. I thought one of the easiest ones last week was Toledo Tulsa, the over. It was like a 60. I'm like, both these teams average 48 points. I'm like, this is easy.
Yeah.
I think the total was like close to 100. So.
No, I think it was like 56 to 52 or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should have told our expert gambling guy that, because he went like 0-7, but he didn't see that in Toledo game.
Ivans, after seeing Notre Dame start the season, do you think this is a must win, or an easy win, I should say, for the Canes? I mean, Notre Dame looks like they're still in shambles.
Wait, Notre Dame? What?
Yeah, when they play.
Berg off the bone, man.
I mean, how much do you guys want to talk about Toledo? Can I switch it up? Is that not enough?
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you're
I'm like the number. I'm the number one Toledo fan in the universe right now, and I'm over talking about Toledo. So I just wanted to change the subject.
That was smooth okay. Notre Dame. Go ahead.
Ivan's used to cover Notre Dame. He's a big Notre Dame homer. I know he's been thinking about Notre Dame.
I've been keeping an eye on him.
Hmm.
Do I think Miami still beats Notre Dame? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I know you predicted it earlier in the season when Tom
did
the Irish to roll.
I think Miami still beats them. I think Notre Dame's a lot better than people kind of think. I think they're going to win this week at Michigan State. I think Brandon Wimbush is a stud. That offense is a little vertically challenged, but I think he can play. So, but I think if they're going to try to run the ball against Miami, and Miami's front seven is pretty good. So that'll be later in the season. I mean, Rozier should be more seasoned, if assuming he's the guy moving forward, and I think he will be based on everything I've heard. So I would give the edge to Miami right now. I mean, if I had to make a line for that, I don't know what it would be. I think it'd be pretty close, but that's shaping up to be a big game late in the season.
So right now you think Miami could possibly lose to Toledo but beat Notre Dame?
Toledo's a good football team. They won like last
year. You want some more Toledo stats? I can hit you with some more Toledo stats.
Nah, man, back to Notre Dame, bro. Just
if need be.
I'm good, dog.
They got to respect my boys over there in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah. They do. In my opinion, they got to get Mark Walton going on Saturday. They got to chew up clock and just feed him the ball. That's what they got to do.
Because they're bigger, they're stronger, but Toledo's pretty athletic and they can throw the football around. But moving on. Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about recruiting. Miami, like you said, their class is kind of full, but they are still looking at some elite prospects. Do you foresee any? Any commitments coming down, you know, in the next couple weeks for Miami, or what are we looking at?
I think we're kind of in wait and see mode with a lot of these guys. I mean, they're kind of talking to some junior college defensive tackles. I think they, Jared Goldwire and Mike Boykin, they're both Louisville commits. I think those are guys who they could get in during the season on official visits, but I can't see them really pushing for anyone or getting a commitment here in the next couple of weeks and really months, just because they're going to wait until, you know, December when we get closer to that mid-signing period and then really try to make a push. You know, it's probably only a handful of guys really recruiting. Dennis Briggs, I know it seems like a Miami-FSU battle. I think he's supposed to be in Tallahassee this weekend. Patrick Joyner, the linebacker, he's committed to Florida State. He showed up at the Bethune-Cookman game. I thought that was a little surprising. Covered one of his games this season. I think he's real good. I thought he's way better in pads than I thought he was going to be. So those are two they're recruiting. And then Tyquan Thornton, the Florida commit. That's really kind of it. Maybe they'll find another offensive lineman. But I think they're just going to do their evaluations, keep getting guys to re-up on how much percent they're committed, and then just kind of wait and see where the dust settles in that early November, or late November, early December period where everyone's out on the road.
All right. Good stuff. Ivins, tell the people where they can find your work and follow you on Twitter.
You guys can find my work at miami.247sports.com, or you find me on Twitter at Andrew_Ivins. Yeah, and high school football is finally starting again, so should be actually writing about something instead of sitting on my couch looking at game one.
All right. Well, what are your big plans for Rosh Hashanah?
I'm not
Where
Jewish,
are you celebrating?
I have no,
what?
I have no Newberg in me. No Newberg.
Thank you for coming on the podcast and clarifying that you do not have any Newberg in you.
I have none.
We got to get that off the – that's not going to become a thing on here, bro. This whole Newberg Emmy shit is not about to become a thing on here. Hey, and we're getting a drunk story from everybody that come on this season. Ivins, I need a funny drunk story, man, that involves you.
Or a drunk hurricane story from Irma.
You want a what story?
A drunk story.
Okay. Well, so I went up to Madison for the Florida Atlantic game, and we have flights back on Sunday into South Florida. We knew those things were going to get canceled. So Monday we go to the airport. We have this flight to Atlanta, and we're like, all right, we'll see if we can do it. So we get on this plane. We fly like 2 hours, and the pilot's like, all right, we're going to try to land. And he's like, oh, well, Hurricane Irma's here, so we're going to turn around. So he's like, all right, we're going to go to Indianapolis. I'm like, all right, I guess I can figure out somewhere to stay there. And he's like, no, we're just going to go back to Madison. So I was on this plane for like 5 hours, had made it zero feet. And I'm just like, oh, we're just going to start just drinking in this airport. And I was with one of my buddies, and we decided to go to this wine bar, and I thought he had drank a whole bunch of wine before, but he had never drank wine, apparently. And the bartender goes to him. He's like, hey, I think I gave you a Merlot instead of whatever else he was drinking. And just in front of all these people in the airport, he goes, oh, it's fine. This is my second or third time drinking wine. And I'm, like, just embarrassed, sinking into my seat. So that's my only real good story.
Ivins. All right, man. Before we let you go, though, we also need a prediction for your FSU-NC State score.
Oh,
the real trap game. The real trap game.
Well, I was at
who's it a trap for?
I don't know.
Black
NC State
final. I don't know. I think it'll be close. A one score game. I think Florida State wins. So 28-21 or something along those lines.
28-21.
Barn burner.
Should be Ivins, just tell him it's good to have football back for us, right?
It is. How much does James Blackman weigh? That's what I want to know. Do you guys have
enough? Hey, no Blackman jokes on this show, bro.
There is no James Blackman show, slander.
Not on this
he weighs
show,
a quarter. He's a quarter pounder more than Nicosi Perry.
No Blackman slander on the show, bro.
Oh, man. All right, Ivins. Have a good one, man.
All right. I'll tell you guys later. Bye.
Yeah. All right, man. Hold on.
I saw, I don't know what James Blackman nickname is going to be. We need to come up with one, but there was in the Facebook comments of one of our stories, somebody called him Slim Reaper. I like that one.
Yeah, it's dope.
And we're back on the Big Three roll up. This is usually when we do our betting segment, but Sherm's, I just got a text from Sherm. He's a little busy. He said he's currently with the dominatrix in a Russian bathhouse. So we got to bring in a pinch hitter, man.
We got Bobby Budnick on the line. That's not his government name. That's his Twitter handle. Bobby, welcome to the show.
What's good, fellas? What's good?
Cool, man.
Yeah, and we just hope you got more trash takes than Sherm. So what do you got? It's not going to be hard to outdo Sherm.
It's not, man. He provides good color commentary, but like I told Silk, the only color we care about is green. Like, he funny as fuck, but he don't know what he's doing.
It's kind of like the rest of the show.
Oh, shit, man. What kind of picks you got, man? I'm about to put the mortgage on whatever you say, dog.
All right. I got five for y'all. First going to be North Carolina +2.5 against Duke. I like that.
You like North Carolina on that one, would you say?
I'm going to take the +2 with North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm going to take Penn State -12.5 against Iowa. Penn State has been putting up a lot of points. A lot of points. I don't know. I think they're back in the running for Justin Fields. That's what I'm being told.
Hey, we want your gambling takes, not your recruiting talk. Come on now.
Hey, my dog, multitasking. I see you, bro.
Hey, just stay 1,000% committed to this gambling segment, okay?
I'm going to take Florida. Florida fucked me last week because I took Tennessee on a parlay. I moneylined Tennessee. And we all know how that ended. But I'm going to take Florida on the road -2.5 against Kentucky. I'm also going to take Miami at home -13 against Toledo.
Don't do it. It's a trap
game. It's not a trap game. You're deflecting because y'all not going to cover that -13 against NC State.
Oh, yeah? Put your money up there. Are you going to bet that one?
You going to give me 13?
Oh.
I mean, I'm not betting my money. <You're
crazy. laughs> Who money you about to bet then?
I was with Bobby on this one. I just wanted him to throw some money.
Who money you about to bet?
I was being Bobby's hype man.
I'm going to take those 13, but I'm not going to take them on the site. I'm going to take them on Twitter. So anybody that want to give me 13.
You heard him. Tell him your handle one more time.
It's at Bobby Budnick.
B-U-D-N-I-C-K?
Nah.
God damn, bro. Pause all that shit. God damn. Holy shit, bro. Fuck going on. Who in charge right now, dog?
I don't even know.
UCLA +7.5 against Stanford.
UCLA +7.5 against Stanford. Is that all five? TJ, make sure you write those down. We're going to compare, and if he does better than Sherm, we might have to put up a Twitter poll and see who's going to be our new gambling expert.
I'll do that shit long as them checks clear.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Right now, we in the red, man, because all our guests broke as fuck because Sherm will get me badass bets. So right now, we're trying to get back in good graces.
I was going to tell Bobby that we could pay him as much as I get paid.
Listen, fuck what you want. Y'all do the Twitter poll and then get rolling.
All right, man. We appreciate you coming on. Good luck this week.
No problem, man. Y'all fuck with me.
All right, bro. We're down.
Peace. Oh, we got a surprise, fellas. We're about to end the show, but guess who just got out of the Russian bathhouse? It's Sherm.
The Sherminator. I was prepared for doing my own segment tomorrow, and I was going to start it. Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. This is Sherm Silk. How you doing?
It's Kev Sherm.
Hey, it's Newberg Sherm.
My bad. I'm sorry, Josh. Actually, Josh been getting off fire, though, for real. I mean, he's keeping it real about Quentin Flowers, man, being the best quarterback. Breaking news on a great defensive lineman, Byron Coward. I mean, geez, man, you are just you're delivering flames on the timeline.
I'm a beast in these streets, you know that.
I know.
All right, Sherm, give us your shitty picks.
Fuck my shitty picks. I'm 6-8, and remember, I keep telling everybody it's America.
6-8.
And whose world are you 6-8 in?
I went 3-1 last week.
No, you did not.
The fuck,
TJ? Can we get a ruling on that? Did he go 3-1 last week?
No, he did. I was sitting in the airport, and I told you guys he did. But he missed the first one.
And I miss really I miss LSU. I didn't know.
I tapped out after the first one. When you lose the first one, I just assume you're going to lose them all.
Well, so I promise you.
I swear TJ told us you were an Oprah, bro.
No, no. Go scroll back. Pass the slider queen and scroll back.
No, no, no.
It's Sunday, nigga. I'm going to scroll back to Sunday.
No,
all right. This was yesterday in the airport.
All right, Josh. I know you got to keep
My bad, bro.
My ADD kicks in, Sherm. I can't help it, bro.
What do they call what is the slang for Jewish people? I really want to know. I just learned today that super gook is what you call an Asian guy. Super
no, gook. No. Look, we're not going down this road.
No. I didn't know. I just want to know.
Give us your shitty picks.
All right, Rocket Man. All right, here we go. So we got
the gook got over the wire.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't know that. I was at the place, and I was talking to my buddy, and he told me, hey, you want to go get Chinese food? I was like, sure. He's like, we're going to go to Super Gook. So I was on the phone, and I'm picking it up.
Gutter Chinese.
Yeah, I know it's gutter Chinese, but the funny part is I'm on the phone, and I don't even know.
It's not a slur. That's a slur, isn't it?
It's a terrible slur, bro, but I didn't know. I wasn't in the military. I didn't know, dog. So I'm sitting at the front counter, and they're like, oh, where you at? And I'm on my phone just yabbing. Four people behind me. I'm like, oh, I'm over here at Super Gook. That's what this is called, right? And he goes, no. I'm like, oh,
don't,
shit.
Don't say that shit.
I know.
What you got going on, bro?
You're 3 minutes into your five-minute segment. You haven't given us one tick.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Let's Let's build.
Rock out, sir. Rock out, sir.
All right. That's fine.
Bird going to get sassy, bro. You can't
I know. I heard him on Sunday. It made me want to turn the fucking thing off. I'm going to take over for you, bro. Well, y'all say you got my replacement. You want me to come in on Sunday while you're watching fucking Davis throw 200 yards and one touchdown?
I brought that same energy from Sunday to Tuesday, just like
I
said.
Sure you did, bro. I'm right here in Tampa. I'll buy you a beer anytime. Me, you, and TJ. All right, listen. I'll get right to my picks. I told you last week Massachusetts was going to cover against Temple. Oh, they did? Why? Because they were playing USF this week, and I just got done giving you credit for Flowers. He is the best quarterback in the state. I think, what, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions?
Mm-hmm.
However, 21 is too much, and Temple was waiting for this game. Temple, tough. They're going to 21. Take the 21. That'll go ahead and get me to 7-8, by the way. Owls are top 5 in the nation in sacks, and don't forget about their secondary. They're going to cause him a little bit of trouble, and I think they miss Marlon Mack. I'm going to go on my second pick. I think Maryland's for real. Y'all think that? I don't know. I just do.
I like Maryland. I like DJ Durkin. That's my dog.
I think I really don't understand. I mean, they're playing UCF. I know they put it on FIU, but I think this line is a little bit wacky. People are on UCF, I guess, because they have their own fucking stadium. I don't know, but it's 3.5. And so this one's shout out to Len Bias on this one. Good yayo.
Jesus.
Maryland.
Christ.
Hey, man, that's for the Bias family. We may have them listening. You see me, I'm trying to get Clay Travis on here. He liked the First Amendment in titties.
Wait, hold on. Sherm's booking guests for the Big Three roll-up now?
Did you see where he said the only thing he believes in is First Amendment?
Yeah, it was dumb.
He's the biggest fucking...
Dude, come on, man. And then he called out the other dude. And I know he's a troll, but I got to be honest. It's not like he said...
Hey, who the fuck is these people? Who y'all talking about?
Oh, you got to leave him.
He's one of TJ's buddies.
Yeah.
Tweets with him.
Oh, the Twitter dude. The Twitter guy.
He's MAGA. But he didn't say I believe the First Amendment and pussy. I mean, that's what we really wanted to say. Come on. He said titties. We all like titties. We like pussy more, but whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, here's a surprise one. If you guys haven't noticed, I've actually hit
on – take titties plus shit. 2.
There you go. Shit. Take as many as it. Anyway, listen, UNLV is at
I'm
Ohio.
Mad, bro. I'm
Ohio
mad, bro.
State is laying 41 points. UNLV lost to Howard. And that was that big game. You would have won 75-1, and they beat Idaho. Ohio State is looking forward to Big Ten competition next week. Herb doesn't cover in these games. I'm telling you, 41's too much. I'm going to take UNLV plus the 41. So far, we're at 3 of them. got to let everybody know this, and, you know, I'm part of the UF fan base as well, but one of the guys I really, really trust, he's on Twitter. If you guys want to follow him, he's from Covers and stuff. He's actually we should get him on here. He's actually a really good picker. I think he's like
– Hey, stop booking guests, man. Go ahead.
I'm not booking shit. I just wanted someone to go against me. Apparently, you already booked my motherfucking replacement. Tell that motherfucker he better beat me straight up. But anyway
– Sure. Yeah. The black guy was on time again, bro. Like, that's a recurring theme around here, bro.
Well, my time goes from, you know, 30-minute segments. I don't know what TJ – what craft beer he's drinking tonight. You know what I mean? I don't tweet just like TJ. I'm living like Sherm. I'm over here. I'm cranky. I ain't had my massage. Anyway, he did pick Kentucky. He did. He took Kentucky, one of the guys that's – you pay for his plays. He took Kentucky. He said they win straight out. He said they have the best running back in the nation. I'm not going to tail his pick. I actually
– What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I mean, excuse me.
In he on drugs.
In the SEC. He said he will
he's
be the
still
best
on player. Drugs.
He said they have the
he
senior,
on drugs.
A senior quarterback. He said they're going to win. I'll actually send it. I'll tweet it out. May, but anyway.
No, they may win. They may win. That's possible. That's not
I think
what
the
is,
first
what, – but, but wait,
this podcast will come crashing down if Kentucky wins.
Newberg, I'm going to tell you something. This guy is literally – he's
but
literally
– that running back at Kentucky being the best running back in the SEC, that's not possible.
Yeah, he says – I mean, I'll tweet the links after. I'll post them on the thing.
Goddamn, anyway. What did he say? He can lie just – his mouth cut like mine.
Hey, yeah, mine too. I'm the best liar on here. But so anyway – but I do believe UF is UK. I think that's another one of these public things. Everybody thinks UF's not going to score and UK the defense and at night, blah, blah, blah. Over 44 seems like a lock to me. So no vulgar shit today, just good picks. I think – is that four?
He said super gook was the first fucking thing you said.
That's no not that bad. Shit. Listen, man, we're going to war with Kim Jong-un. I told you I'm volunteering for
like,
this
that's
shit.
A slur, bro. You just can't be throwing that word around like that, bro.
What do you mean?
No, I like it because he said –
I'm sorry. Well,
the only thing I like about it is that he said no vulgar shit after he said that shit.
Oh, I did? I didn't mean it like – well, it's got to be better than fucking dim sum. I had three people write me with chink eyes. They were like, yo, what's up, man? God damn, bro. I didn't mean it. No, Jock, quit kicking me off, dog. You keep giving me this clicker. And this he likes to hang up on people.
I do not. I don't like to do it. It's just sometimes it's necessary.
We need you to bring the energy. You're the heart and soul behind here. Come on, man.
I just hung up on Sherm.
I like it.
Get his ass up out of here.
Man, he was about to start booking another guest. I had to get him up out of here.
Get him up out of here, baby.
Sherm's an executive producer of the Big Three Roll Up, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably got the fucking keys to the account. Him and TJ.
All right, man. What'd you learn this week?
Shit. What the fuck did I learn this week? I learned that fucking – I don't know if Kev's still on the show. That's what the fuck I learned.
We're going to do a Twitter poll to find
that's
out
what I learned, bro. I don't think Kev's still on the show, dog.
Twitter poll soon come?
We might have to fucking hold trial.
Who would the candidates be if we're going to replace Kev on the show? Who would the candidates be?
We got to go all no logos. It's like two Miami fans. M-I-A-O.
Kane's at it.
Kane's at it. No, he's got to edit. Oh, no, he got his face now.
Hey, but we could bring Tito in. Young Tito out of the bullpen.
I think Tito will be the option, man. Cause Tito could be a hybrid. We could use him with the USF and the Miami, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A twofer.
Yeah. Better value than Kev. Great value, Kev.
We can bring Dro on, but Dro is going to need a fucking translator, and that's like too many mics.
I can't understand a goddamn word he says. Not at all. I just began to understand you. There's no way I can just start all over with Dro.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? How the fuck you just starting to understand me, motherfucker?
All right, so I learned that I'm not the only human being on this planet that thinks Toledo might be a problem for Miami. You heard Ivins, right? You heard Ivins.
He used the T-word, bro.
I think Ivins just been listening to the pod. I got him worried.
He used the T-word.
All right, man. Well, I just can't wait for these games to be played. We'll have some more content to talk about. It's been rough not talking football for 3 weeks, so.
Yeah, another beautiful Saturday in the fall, man. Mm-hmm. College football in the air, baby.
Count your blessings.
Yes, sir. Big three roll up.
See ya.